You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 8th of March 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, the Prince Harry and Meghan Markle interview with Oprah Winfrey was aired last night and it was pretty much how people expected it to be. Quite a few interesting points were actually raised in it, and I do think that they are mistaken in their views of how the public are going to react to this. The idea of somebody who has been so lucky to actually marry into the royal family and be given absolutely everything that she has ever wanted, and then to complain about it is incredible, really. I don't think she's going to get much sympathy for this. And a lot of it, I think we predicted here at Radio Albion, we said that if Prince Harry was going to marry somebody from another race who was already divorced and who was also a Hollywood starlet, she is going to be from a completely different background to himself. And there are obviously going to be issues. She was also a promoter of feminism, all the social justice warrior things, diversity, promotion of homosexuality, all these things that are anti-tradition. It was quite clear that she was going to cause upset at the royal family if she wanted to continue promoting the sort of things that she was promoting beforehand. Also, you could see that she had a chip on her shoulder. She was obviously going to accuse the royal family of being racist, even though they probably were bending over backwards to not be racist. I mean, they even encouraged her to have a black preacher at the wedding. They certainly did everything they could to make her feel welcome. And she has responded by accusing them of racism, being mean to her, all these sorts of things. And of course, this is exactly what we predicted here at Radio Albion. So let's have a look at the review of some of what was said in this interview. The royal family was left reeling this morning after Meghan Markle tearfully revealed that the stress of royal life made her suicidal when she was 5 months pregnant. Imagine that, feeling suicidal at 5 months pregnant. Somebody who's been given everything anybody ever dreamed of, she had provided for her, and she was pregnant with her husband's child, and she claims that she had suicidal thoughts. I mean, just how cosseted and spoiled do you have to be to claim that you're feeling suicidal when you've got everything? I mean, how does she think people feel that live in war zones or people that live in poverty, the sort of people that she claims to speak up for? How does she think they feel when they hear that somebody who's been given everything is feeling suicidal? And the reasons she gives for this we'll get into, but they're the sort of things that the very fact that they bother her show that she has had a charmed life so far, even before she hit the jackpot and married the prince. She claimed Archie was denied the title of prince because he is mixed race, and said Kate Middleton made her cry before she married Harry in a bombshell interview with Oprah Winfrey. I mean, this is the level of this. Kate Middleton made her cry, or did she make Kate Middleton cry? I mean, who really cares? Is that all she has got to worry about. This denying of the title of prince, we'll get into that as well. The couple also chose to reveal that they are having a baby girl to the tens of millions of people watching the CBS show broadcast in the US, before accusing the royal family of racism and revealing the deep rift Megxit has caused with Prince Charles and Prince William. And this was something else that we predicted, because if you look at Meghan, if you look at her family, she was estranged from her father. Her father actually paid for everything for her. He paid for his darling daughter to go through drama school, paid to get her into Hollywood, literally did everything for her so that she could have this chosen career in television and at Hollywood. And she repaid him by disowning him and cutting him off once she had this success. And we could see at the wedding that the only person from her family that wished to have anything to do with her still was her mother. So that hardly bodes well for Harry, does it? And we predicted that she would cause the same problems to Harry, and with Harry's family, that she has obviously caused within her own. So here we have her revealing this, revealing the deep rift that Megxit has caused with Prince Charles and Prince William. So she's split up Harry's family. She's taken him away from his family. Exactly the same thing that she's done with her own family. And of course, it's all, oh, woe is me. Everybody feels sorry for me. The Duchess of Sussex told Oprah she couldn't be left alone and told her husband she didn't want to be alive anymore before claiming the Buckingham Palace HR department ignored her plea for help because she wasn't a paid employee. I mean, how ridiculous is that? She went to the Human Resources department to request help because she didn't want to be alive anymore. I mean, why didn't she go and see a doctor if that was how she was feeling? I mean, what on earth made her think the right place to go to was the Human Resources department that were responsible for the staff at the palace? And she says she couldn't be left alone, so that was the problem. They wouldn't leave her alone. I mean, she's a princess. She was the Duchess of Sussex. She was expected to behave like royalty. She certainly doesn't seem to want to be left alone now. She seems to want to be on Oprah Winfrey and signing contracts with Netflix, describing how she considered ending her life, believing it was better for everyone. I mean, that's just incredible. I mean, she's just so trying to gain attention for herself. How on earth did she think that ending her life would have made it better for everyone? I mean, she's just married Prince Harry. He's obviously in love with her. It would not have made it better for everyone. It would have ruined everybody else's lives. That was the point of why she was thinking of it. She was thinking, this will ruin everyone else's life, but then I won't have a life of my own left afterwards, so I don't think I'll do that. I mean, how selfish of her to even start thinking of this when she's pregnant with Harry's son. Meghan said, I knew that if I didn't say it, that I would do it. I just didn't want to be alive anymore. And that was a very clear and real and frightening constant thought. I remember how he just cradled me. I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help. I said that I've never felt this way before, and I need to go somewhere. And I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution. Well, all she had to do was turn over to her husband, who was in the same bed with her, and tell him. That was who she needed to talk to about this. And if she felt, and she, quite clearly she felt that she could talk to him about it, because she says here that she spoke to him about it. Being told that she couldn't go to anyone, that it wouldn't be good for the institution. I mean, what do you say between you and the doctor? That is supposed to be sacred, and nobody is supposed to talk about that to anyone. So she could quite clearly have gone to the doctor. I mean, who is it that she was thinking that she was going to need to go to that would have made it public? Again, she's just wanting to get celebrity column inches, isn't she? That's what she meant. She wanted to go somewhere where it would be publicised that she was having these mental health problems and wanted to end her life. She said that after confiding in her husband, she was forced to go to the Royal Albert Hall for a charity event in January 2019. Forced to go to a charity event. They literally had to twist her arm to go and sit in the royal box and be applauded by everybody in the Royal Albert Hall and have a specific performance put on by top pop stars and dancers and all the rest of it, specifically for her. And she claims she was forced to go along to that. I mean, she is such a spoilt brat, an incredibly spoilt brat. And Harry just seems to go along with this. The incredible thing is she thinks that people are going to give her sympathy when she behaves like this. She claims photos from that night haunt me. And if you look at the pictures of the actual performance, she's stood there beaming away, thrusting her pregnant belly forwards whilst holding it with her hands. I mean, she seems to do that in every picture. Look at me, I'm pregnant with a royal baby. She certainly doesn't look as if she was forced to go there or is under any duress in any way whatsoever. She told Oprah she later reached out to one of the best friends of Diana, Princess of Wales, because she felt unsupported by the palace. Why didn't she reach out to some of her own friends? Is it like she can't talk to her own friends anymore? I should imagine that her friends are desperate to speak to her, that want to continue having a relationship with her now that she's a royal. But then again, when you look at the people that she invited along to the wedding, a lot of them didn't even know her. They'd never met her before. George Clooney, for one. She just invited a load of celebrities along to the wedding that weren't actually friends of hers and kept her family away for some reason. The former Suits star said she would not name the person because it would be too damaging for them, but she confirmed that the Duke was asked the question how dark his skin might be when he's born by family. I mean, what is wrong with that? I would suggest that whoever was asking Harry this was probably trying to ascertain whether he actually knew about genetics, whether he actually knew about what happens when a white person gets together with somebody who is non-white. You just don't know what the skin colour is going to be in the child. It could be jet black. They could have jet black skin. They could have fair skin. They could have an afro. They might not have an afro. They might have a Hottentot style physique, or they might have a skinny Caucasian physique. You just don't know. It's just potluck, isn't it? That's one of the great tragedies about these mixed race relationships. The offspring don't look anything like the parents. The parents don't look like anything like the offspring either. The poor child doesn't have anybody in his ancestors that actually look like him. I mean, they're asking about what the skin colour might be of the child. I mean, you can pretty much predict that the child is going to have skin problems when he is older because he has the genetics for two different races inside him. And you can see that in the mother. In this interview with Meghan Markle, she must have had the very best makeup stylist and artists preparing her for this interview. And yet you can see very clearly that she has skin problems, because mixed race people do have more than the average amount of skin problems because they are two different races. I mean, this is a relevant question that was being asked to the prince. Have you thought about how dark the skin might be of your child when he's born? There's nothing wrong with that, but they assume that this is racism because he was asked this. She told Miss Winfrey that it was a pretty safe assumption to suggest that the royal family member was concerned that Archie being too brown was a problem. And I don't think that is so at all. I think he was just being asked whether he had any idea of what the skin colour was likely to be. Was it likely to be the same colour as the mother? Was it likely to be darker? Is it going to be lighter? And the answer to the question is, you just don't know. Because when two races breed together, the genes don't make a smooth blend. The features of the child, it's not a smooth blend between white and black. You get some white features and you get some black features, and you just don't know, because the black features that the child might have, it might be the skin colour. Might be nothing else at all. It may just be that the skin colour is black and the body could be Caucasian. I mean, one instance of this, and I often do bring this up, is Sharon from EastEnders, Letitia Dean. She's black. People will say, well, she's got white skin. Yes, she has very, very fair skin. And she might even have blue eyes. But the body type is a black body type. That's why she looks odd. She has the huge haunches and the big breasts of the Hottentot type. And I'm not trying to use the term Hottentot to be rude here. I just can't recall the modern terminology for that type. It is a particular body type. I think they might call them the Khoi people, something like that. Anyway, I mean, that is an example of somebody who is mixed race but has white skin, but a black body type. So it's certainly happens that you get somebody with black skin and a white body type. And this Archie could be like that. I mean, it looks like Archie is light skinned. And we'll just have to wait to see, as he gets older, what his bone structure is like, what his features are like. But I certainly don't think that they were asking this because they thought that if he was too brown, it was going to be a problem. I mean, it's Harry's son, isn't it? And we already have royal family that have black partners. I think it might be in Denmark, one of the Scandinavian countries. She then said Archie may have been denied the title of prince because he is mixed race, but has never been told. Harry was also asked to identify the culprit, but said he didn't feel comfortable discussing it. Well, that's probably because the person that asked it certainly wasn't asking it in a racist fashion. I mean, it's just the sort of question that you are likely to ask, especially if you're wondering whether a relative of yours actually understands about race and understands that it is a biological concept, as well as a social construct. It is a biological fact. This bit here about denying him the title of prince because he is mixed race, I mean, that is just not true. He was not entitled to use the title of prince. She said it was about the idea of our son not being safe, and also the idea of the first member of colour in this family not being titled in the same way that other grandchildren would be. So she's got this idea that they're members of colour now in the royal family, rather than mixed race members of the royal family. They're members of colour. Prince Harry described the conversation as awkward, saying it left him shocked, but he declined to reveal any more about what was said, saying, "That conversation I'm never going to share." And that's probably because the conversation wasn't a racist one. It was just a one about biology. Archie, who is seventh in line to the throne, is not entitled to be an His Royal Highness or a prince, not due to the fact that he is mixed race, but due to rules set out more than 100 years ago by King George V. He will be entitled to be an His Royal Highness or a prince when the Prince of Wales accedes to the throne. And this wasn't pointed out by Oprah Winfrey. It was just put out there that the reason why Archie is not called Prince Archie is because he's mixed race. And she's the one with the chip on her shoulder who is assuming that everybody else is racist and making these accusations. And she must know this, that's the reason why he's not titled as a prince. As the firstborn son of a duke, Archie could have become the Earl of Dumbarton, one of Harry's subsidiary titles. Or he could have been Lord Archie Mountbatten Windsor. But instead, at the time of his birth, a royal source said Harry and Meghan had decided he should just be a regular Master Archie Mountbatten Windsor. So the reason he doesn't have a title is because they didn't want him to have a title. It's got nothing to do with the royal family being racist towards them. The Duchess claims that she was naive when she joined the royal family and never researched what it would be like, or anything about Harry. Well, that was sensible of her, wasn't it, to not bother to find anything out about the role that she was going to have for the rest of her life, effectively a job that she was going to be very, very well paid for, a title that she was going to be given. You would have thought she would have done everything she could to find out what would be expected of her. And you can see that William's wife, Kate, she's obviously done that. Now, when Prince William married Kate, the newspapers were very, very harsh on Kate. They were saying that she was a commoner. She wasn't going to be any good at a royal. She didn't have royal manners and all these sort of things. And William would grow out of her. It had just been his girlfriend from when he was younger. And as soon as he got a bit older, he would want somebody else. And she proved them all wrong. She really did. I mean, she comes across as very regal, very sincere, and she's really taken to the role. And, of course, Meghan accuses everybody of liking Kate because she's white. It's not because she's white. It's because she's done very well in the role that she's been given. And she quite clearly researched all of this and learned everything that she could about the royal family. Meghan doesn't think she has to, you see. She thinks that it's Harry that should be learning everything about her because she's a feminist. I mean, that's the way that she's looking at this. So again, I don't think anybody's going to give her sympathy when she says she never researched what it would be like in the royal family or anything about Harry. She said that she was initially welcomed by the royals, but was later silenced and felt trapped. She said officials had lied to protect other royals instead of them and took her passport, my driving license, and my keys. Well, that's because she now has a private jet. That is because she is now driven around by a chauffeur. That is because she now has a security retinue that takes care of all these things. That was not done in order to punish her. I'm sure plenty of people would love to have everything done for them, and they wouldn't see it as they're having things taken away from them, but that they were actually being given things. And if she's going to go attacking the other royals, then, and it's over silly, petty things, then the officials are going to have to make a choice, aren't they, over who they're going to protect. And that's why she shouldn't do this. This is why what she has done is divide the royal family. And she's claiming here that officials lied to protect other royals instead of them. And that can only have been because she put them in a position where they had to choose between them. I mean, they're supposed to show a united front. She's supposed to be a part of this family. She should not be putting people into a position where they have to choose one royal over the other. I mean, that is just something that is completely unheard of until now. Harry says his family failed to support and understand them, and reveals that Charles stopped speaking to him and cut him off financially, leaving him to use Diana's inheritance. Well, he resigned, didn't he? Harry resigned from the royal family, so why should he continue to be paid a salary by them when he's decided that he doesn't want to be a part of it anymore? He wants to be a normal person. He wants to live like the peasants. He wants to have his wife working in Hollywood. I mean, it's just ridiculous. One of these days, Harry is going to wake up and realize what's been done to him. And I don't think this is all down to race. I think this is down to the type of person that Meghan is, as I alluded to earlier. The type of person that makes it in Hollywood is going to be a particularly selfish type of person. They're going to be a spoilt brat, basically. And you can see she's been divorced before in the past. You can see that she's split her own family up. She's estranged from her own family. And it was just logical that she would do the same thing to the Windsors. Now she has done the same thing to the Windsors. And she's playing the victim, and she wants everybody to feel sorry for her. The couple show off the hens they rescued from a factory farm for Archie's Chick Inn, as Meghan says they want to live authentically in their LA mansion, as if they need chickens to grow their to lay their own eggs each day because they can't afford to go out and buy eggs. They have to keep their own chickens. I mean, the idea of rescuing hens from a factory farm, they rescued them. Why didn't they just get some hatched eggs or chicks in the way that people normally do? The idea of rescue hens from a factory farm, that is just so ludicrous. I mean, you eat hens from factory farms. You could rescue them by eating them, I suppose. I guess you don't like the idea of animals being hemmed in, but they're just chickens. You know, they have tiny brains. And if you don't want food from a factory farm, then buy organic. But some people can only afford to buy cheap eggs from factory farms. And she is essentially shaming them here by saying that she rescued these hens from this poor life at the factory farm. The couple also shared unseen pictures of Archie at the beach. But Megan said, "My regret is believing them when they said I'd be protected." So again, she's trying to show how authentically they live with a picture of Archie at the beach. But of course, the beach has got nobody else on it because it's a private beach. It's probably part of the villa that they live in. And she says her regret is believing the royal family when they said she'd be protected. Well, did she not have enough of a security revenue? You do have to treat people well if you don't want to be smeared in the press. We do know that the press do smear people, but on the whole, they are fawning over the royals. I mean, if royalty gives them a few pictures here and a few pictures there, they're going to make them out to be wonderful people because that sells the newspapers, doesn't it? So all she really had to do was treat the press with not respect, but just allow them in a little bit. And I'm sure she would have got good coverage. But instead, she just wanted to complain about how terrible life was as a royal and how everybody should be feeling sorry for her. I mean, we all remember being in Africa, looking at victims of landmines or whatever it was, and making the interview all about her and how terrible it was for her at the palace and how awfully oppressed she was by these racist royals. And all around her, you've actually got people that really are living in poverty, that are really in a bad way and really suffering. And yet she thinks it's still okay to complain about how she has suffered. She should have been looking at the people that were there in Africa and thinking, how lucky am I? How lucky am I to be married to royalty? How lucky am I to have been brought up in America? And how lucky am I to have had a father who paid for me to go to drama school, paid for me to go to Hollywood, and now I've landed the jackpot and I'm married to a prince? And instead of that, she's complaining about how dreadful life is for her, effectively being a princess. I mean, she has to be the ultimate spoiled brat, I think. And I really don't think that interview is going to get her very much sympathy at all. On the news today, obviously the BBC is very pro-royal, so most of the people they've had on there have been trying to take her side. They've also had black professors on there, professors in black history studies, and some obscene feminist woman, screeching feminist woman, who they seem to keep putting on there. I think she has a South African accent. And of course, she's just accusing all the royals of being racist, the Queen of being racist. Everything is racist because Meghan didn't get what she wants. And of course, this has come out in the same week that we learn that there were staff that accused her of bullying. There were staff that actually had to leave because they were being bullied so much by this woman who claims to be the victim. And I think it's really quite obvious from this interview that she's the type of person that claims to be the victim while all along actually being the bully and also a spoiled brat. I mean, that's all really that you can come away from this interview with, is really with a very negative view of Meghan and a negative view of Harry for not standing up to it. To be honest, I guess he's made his bed and he has to lie in it. But all of this is exactly what we predicted would happen when he married her. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.